This is KE2GDQ, looking for any calls.
Mr. KE2GDQ, this is K2PCB here. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Travis. How are you today?
I am doing okay this morning. You may notice I sound a little different. I'm at the home QTH this morning rather than being in my truck, so you shouldn't get any road noise. Hopefully this is okay. This is a network radio I do not use all that often. I'm playing hooky today. I'm on PTO.
Awesome. There is a slight difference in the voice, but still recognizable. But cool. You got plans for today?
Not great plans. May have a doctor's appointment, but nothing major. We'll make the best of the day.
Well, as they say, a bad day of fishing is still better than a good day at work. So that's always a good thing.
Well, there you go. In fact, you said that the audio was sounding a little different, and I'm sure radio to radio, everyone sounds a little different. Is it higher, lower? Do I need to adjust the mic gain or anything?
I lost you on that last transmission. Can you repeat?
Oh, you were saying that I had sounded different. I was curious if I needed to adjust the microphone gain or anything like that. Do I need to go up or down? Okay, maybe I had some packet loss there. Not a big deal. I was just wondering if my audio was higher or lower and if I needed to shift it. Not a big deal. Interesting. Hopefully we didn't lose you. This is K2PCB standing by.
I am losing you from time to time. I get bits and pieces. I know we're on the same node as normal, but I seem to lose all your audio. I still see some. It's still cut, the squelch is comes, I can see the signal, but I don't lose, I'm losing your audio. I'm probably not making any sense.
Nope, you actually make 100% sense. So I'll try this way. Okay, K2PCB back in a different connection method. Okay, so this is a different connection method. Hopefully this works better. If this doesn't work, I have one more thing to try, and if that doesn't work, that's really interesting.
This is kind of strange that I lose your audio at the end of your transmission, which is really weird.
Okay, let's try that one more time. K2PCB here. I can see it. I can see it lighten up. I'm now connected in through EchoLink, which means I'm no longer using my home node. I'm no longer connecting through my house or Wi-Fi at all. I'm now connecting into Ross's directly. And so if this works, that means I have a problem with the Wi-Fi at home. If this doesn't work, that means, or if this is dropping out, that means there's a problem happening on Ross's end of his transmitter.
I got most of that transmission, so it sounds like you're saying that there's might be something wrong with Ross's node.
Well, if you got most of that, then no. I would say then the network connection is more on my end, which is unfortunate. But, if this continues to be fine, then the problem was on my end. If this starts to drop out as well, then it's on Ross's end. Either way, we're connected here this morning. I'm up on my normal schedule. Even though I don't have to be anywhere just yet. I got up, had breakfast, took a shower as if I was getting ready for work. It's good to keep with the same routine. Makes it easier so long as I don't stay up too late in the evenings. So what do you got going on today?
One is I unplugged my microphone when there's a brief interruption in transmission, it gives me this and that was annoying me. My plan for today, Karen's going to go visit the kids again today. I'm going to do some stuff around the house, and I'm going to meet some friends that I used to work with at Vichy Ben Film. We're going to meet for lunch today. We've been meeting every month for about 17 years now.
Oh, wow. That's definitely pretty regular. Once a month, that comes up fast. Well, that's pretty cool. So was that the Vichy out in, what was that, Niagara Falls, Youngstown, out that way somewhere?
Yeah, I'm still having a hard time picking up your audio. It's kind of like fluttering in and out, so it's kind of hard to hear you. Yeah, it's been pretty cool to see these guys every month for so many years. They were a really good bunch of guys to work with. I liked the technology that we did there, the thin film resistors. It was just a horrible drive going up the 90 to the 290, you know, all the way to Wheatfield. It would take on average 45 to 50 minutes each way, every day. It was a lot of time to spend in the car.
Ah, Wheatfield, yeah. Yeah, that's where it was. Was there another facility, maybe even before then? Ohmtech. Was Ohmtech bought out by Vichy? Am I getting that right?
I'd have to say, Travis, your truck gives off a much better signal than the signal I'm getting from your home right now.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy. Right now I am coming in through my phone, not using my home connection, and just going through Ross's house. Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. It's kind of weird. Ideally, it would be better to go do Simplex Direct, but I don't have a external antenna set up here.
Yesterday, I did some searching on new microphones for the Bofang radios. Found some interesting things. I'm not sure. Some of them were like $40 or $50, and I'm wondering, do I really want to spend that kind of money just for a microphone to upgrade this radio, or do I just want to save some money and get a new rig that's capable of doing CW?
Oh, now if you're going to go with a radio that does CW, that's going to definitely cost more for an all-mode radio. And I think if you want an all-mode radio, especially when you do CW, you'd want to be in the HF range. I would say there's two things you'd want. And dual-band radio, UHF, VHF, that has more power, and then longer term for when you get your general or amateur extra class license, the HF radio with all-mode capability for the CW. But definitely more power right now with obviously you'll have a good fist mic, hand mic that comes with it. And, I lost my train of thought. You'll get more power, and that's about that. Yeah, Lynn said something that had me distracted.
Yeah, Travis, I'm still having a hard time, making out your audio. It's constantly breaking up. So some other news is I did sign up for the ARRL. Became a member of that. And I also ordered a book to take the general exam. I'll start reading that like I did the other book and doing some more of the practice exams. I'd like to take that exam hopefully, in the fall, late September. I do have W2SO programmed into my radios. Is that the repeater that you're looking for?
Yeah, I was thinking if we can't get this to work out right, that would be another experiment, is to move away from Ross's to see if that works better. Yeah, let me know if you let me know if you got that, and we can give that a try.
Yeah, I've picked up transmissions from them before in the past. I don't know. I'd have to look to see if I even have the tone to get in there. I believe it should have been programmed in. I'd have to go look.
Well, if it got imported from Repeater Book when we programmed that, it should already be in there. Did you want to give it a try? And if it doesn't work, we can come back here or we can call it for the day. Maybe we can give it 1 minute over there if you want to give it a try. KE2DGQ. KE2DGQ, this is K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ.
Okay, Brad. Yeah, you're making it into the Lancaster repeater very nicely. So I'm curious if I'm making it back in. K2PCB.
Yeah, it's loud and clear. Much better signal.
Okay. I think something's going on with Ross's node this morning then, I hate to say. Either his node or the internet connection, which affects me, because I'm utilizing him to utilize his transmitter.
Oh, yeah. This is much nicer. Much easier to hear you. Yeah, because you're always on his node when you drive in, you know, that you're driving in your truck. And I've always been able to pick you up pretty good, except for this morning. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, a lot of things could explain that. Maybe his node needs a reset. I don't know. It's a good question. Hopefully there's nothing going wrong with the transmitter over there. I could go back and listen to some of the audio files, but the audio files that I save would have everything recorded on my end. So if it was going out good, I wouldn't necessarily be able to hear the other side of it. So that wouldn't even help either. Yeah, that's a bummer. Yeah, so you joined the ARRL then. I assume they're still doing the magazine. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's only digital now. Did they say what's included in that membership these days? I definitely like the idea of the paper copies, at least back at that point in time. But I would get the magazine and I would put it on a stack, and you know, my schedule is pretty busy, and then I'd get back and look through it, and next thing you know, I have two magazines, three magazines, and then I'm rushing through to catch up on the articles, and you know, I'll do, you know, two issues at once, and that was kind of silly. I do like the digital version, because then I can bring it up on my phone anywhere, and then after a while I let it drop. But yeah, I'd be curious to hear your feedback of how the content is in there these days. I know like Popular Science used to always be quite dated material, that if you you look to other sources, you could stay pretty far ahead of that magazine. At least that was my interpretation of it.
Yeah, definitely. I'll give you my feedback. I only read like one article last night. I did download it to the computer, hoping to spend some more time reading it. what I understand, the putting a copy of a periodical on top of the stack. My other interest, I have 5 or 6 or 7 or maybe even 8 magazines coming in, and I'll have 2 or 3 going at any one time throughout the house. So it's amazing I pick up any information out of those magazines, but I hear you.
Well, at least now you have a little more time to catch up on that stack. So you're in a better vantage point this time around at the current state. This is KTPCB. I'm actually not sure if I ID'd since it came over here.
KTPCB. This is KE2GQ. Just double-checking to make sure I get my call sign on a regular basis. I'm looking forward to doing the field day coming up. Ross was saying something about someone had already rented the substation there on Alden.
Yeah, but that's a bit of a tender spot, if you will. We've had been set up at various places over the years. We've been set up here at the apartment here. That does not work out very well. We can only put up a small antenna. It worked, but it wasn't great. We've set up at his place, and that actually worked out okay. I'm trying to think if we had done that. Did we do that twice over the years? I'm trying to think back. No. But then the majority of the times we were set up at the substation, but there have been some conflicts with the availability of the pavilion. And apparently there's some type of calendar there where they put in a request to use it. And I think for that same weekend, that same day that the field day event occurs, even though it actually occurs over 2 days, we normally do the afternoon to evening on the first day. It seems like it works out better for propagation. There's been a conflict with that pavilion, and I think it's a birthday. That always happens around that same time. But it's a huge property. So I was talking to Ross about, well, why can't we take one of the other pavilions, one of the camping sites or the front club room? So he was supposed to be looking into that yesterday.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday. I think you had already cleared. And then I brought up the idea that potentially I'm going to talk to one of the directors of my club on Friday night to see potentially we may be able to do something out there. I don't think we'd be able to get into the clubhouse, but we'd definitely be able to sit on the porch or down by the one garage. They're all covered, so we might be able to do something like that.